My name is Ernesto Oroza. Yo soy Cuban. I'm Cuban and designer, artist, and I will talk about artifacts that I used when I was a teenager, maybe 12, 13 years old. I was a student in Cuba, and the school was in the countryside. And it's a big school with 700 students and between 15 and 20 teachers. Then the students have some kind of liberty, some way there. And I started smoking, like many friends, very early in my life. But we don't have alumettes. We don't have how to start a fire. And we use electricity for do it. What do we do? Very common every day, like every time when you want to smoke, to start the cigar, you go to the wall. You put out the electricity cables, and you have a pencil. You need to have a pencil in your hand. You need to cut in the center of the pencil. You need to cut, remove the wood to expose the graphite. Then you need to have the cable coming from the wall, the two lines, and one line is touching the sharpened part of the pencil, the graphite in the stream. And the other one needs to touch the graphite that you expose when you cut the wood. Automatically, this produces a shock, and fire appears in the pencil, in the wood, and you can start the cigar. Then I did it all my life. My mom, she don't know that I was a smoker, and she even less, she don't know that I was doing electricity to start a fire. But I'm talking about kids, hundreds of kids doing that every day there all the time. And at the end, I did it in the 90s. I had this experience that the thing that I understood or learned when I was a kid, and in the 90s, during the economic crisis in Cuba, I did it at home because, again, we don't have anything to initiate the fire, to start the fire, and I did it in my home for start the kitchen, for example, no? We did it. And after that, I decided to redesign this object. And I use a flip-flop, only one leg, you need to have only one. I made two holes in the center of the flip-flop, and I put a cable, and I use the flip-flop to really separate the two cables between them, and the other string of the cable is going to the wall. You can connect like a plug, like an outlet there, and you can put the flip-flop in the wall, and I put a piece of table with many pencils already prepared to do that and to have a fire. Mm-hmm. And he said, you can do it in any house. Then I was thinking about a kind of criminal architecture in this way, no? Because you are using the electricity to make the new drawing about the house. You are using the electricity plan of the house to initiate this fire. Yeah. I don't know if it's clear in this, it's okay? Yes. I hope many people is doing that in the future. I don't know who was the first one. We don't know who was the first one. I learned that when I arrived to the school, and other kids was doing that before me. Somebody was my teacher, maybe, I don't remember, but it was very common there. And I remember that in the 90s, I was the only one in my family that know how to do it, because I passed this school. And my mother-in-law, for example, that she was for the countryside, she was a farmer before and teacher of primary school, and she have many skills, but she don't know this, didn't knew this process. And I, are you sure you can do that? Yes, I try, and oh, wow. Then we use it normally, and I prepared this artifact to have, because it was impossible to find I don't know how to say alumet, but how you say in English the word? I don't remember the word. Fósforo, we say in Spanish, fósforos. But it was not possible to find it in the 90s in Cuba. There is no. It's a little bit dangerous. I don't remember nobody dead with that, but I remember what happened. Really, the pencil in this moment is working like a fuse, fusible. Then is there really a overcharge of the line, the graphite will break, and the, and there is nothing affecting in there. You know, it's working as a fuse, like a fusible. Then it's dangerous because you need to, as a kid, you are playing with two cables that if you put together will be a problem. Mm-hmm. And even the fire is produced by the shock, electrical shock. This is what happened. But it's the same principle that when you are, for example, kitchen cooking with the electricity. You are using the resistance, mm-hmm. and you are put. Yeah, it's the same principle. Yeah, in this case, is the graphite. No, it's flaming. It's flaming, and it's sometimes depend of the density of the graphite, depend of many things, even can sound like a little explosion. Can say pow, and the wood will be burned really fast, and it's a blue, it's a little bit blue flame because the wood and the painting in the wood in the pencil, you know, yeah. This is one. Maybe we can think about other one. Do you want? In 2003 in Cuba, kids start gaming between them. Some kids have some computers because the parents was traveling out and they can bring some laptops or machines. And this was a privileged class, or not class, but people having connection with people traveling. And they want to game StarCraft. This is one of the very old games, and it's a strategy game, and they want to play together. Then normally you need to have two computers to do it, but in what they was doing was to traveling every day with a computer to the house of the friend. But after 2 months, this happened in several times in the same moment in Cuba, one year in 2003. They start putting a cable, land cable, between one house and the other one. Then they use a land cable to connect two computers to do a small internet. When the kids, your friend is living in the other side of the street, you need to use a big land cable to find them in some place. And they use the electricity cables made by the city to move the cable of them there, no? To arrive to the other place. Then the people that was stealing the electricity from the government in this moment was the first fighters against these new kids doing this big intranet, because there was a little bit exposing them, you know? Because the police is coming from the people connected between them in the intranet, and the police found that you have the intranet of the computer system, but you have electricity stealing by somebody else, da-da-da. Then this protocol start growing a little bit, and in 2019 more than 30,000 of people was connected between them, and this was initiated by the kids. It was illegal to do that, and when the intranet, we call SNET, street net, grow big in different part of Havana, the government decide to intervene, and they obligate to have an administrator, some kind of a. They don't want to stop the process in the beginning. They say, okay, but you will have a control. And the administrator put some kind of regulation, 10 points that you need to fit, and you can make only one mistake. Then the first one is never talk about politics. You know, they was the scary of the government is the people using this net to organize between them against the government. And not talk about politics, not talk about religion, not talk about, don't put the pornographic material, don't do business, don't connect to internet, never. Then this was really an intranet, was the bigger intranet in the world without access to internet. In 2019 was stopped by the government, and bad people used it to transfer illegal materials, pirates, films, many servers appear, people put books, PDF, many things. The server was full of content and circulating content. Then people don't have internet, but have this internet. And some interesting thing was that many kids, like my nephew, start this internet in the one part of Cuba, Havana. Many of them went to the university later, because this started in 2003 and now we are in 20 years later. And they went to the university, they start initiate the informatic careers, they coming back to the internet, they brought to the internet the knowledge that they learned in the school. They start teaching old people when old people is retirement, they want to do something because there is nothing to do there. Television is awful, blah, blah, blah. Then they are educated by the young people how to use the internet, how to connect, how to build the computer, because sometimes you need to build the computer by parts because there is no computer market in Cuba. Many computers made by parts, by people. And there is a lot of cooperation. It's interesting because when they start, they was because there was gaming between them, they want to have an equal level of technology. Then is my visual card, the graphic card is better than yours. I will move fast and you will be slowed. Then they put money to buy a new green card to have equal levels to everybody. There is very really cooperative actions that they did. This was in the 2003. This was the initial, when the beginning. The kids create the system, and the kids went to the university later, and now they are, yeah, but this was initiated by then, and teenagers, and I did it with my nephew. I give some things, the part to him, because he was creating his computer, and he learned faster than me how to do it. I was just taking the computer in the way that was arriving to me, you know. But he was really building the machine by himself. Yeah, it's another example. It's involving my life in some way, but it's part of my research. And yeah, then you can do that everywhere. You can create an intranet, to connect, to share knowledge, to keep things, and of course, in the case of Cuba, it was illegal because illegal in the context of the world because they distributing the illegal materials or material that have copyrights, but. In Cuba, any copyright law is working, American. Then you can steal film from USA to show in Cuba, and there is no copyright agreement between both countries because the embargo things and da-da-da. Then I'm sure Avatar, the film, came out in USA, I think it was 2 months ago. People in Cuba watched the film the same day. The people in the USA was watching the film in cinema because somebody was stealing from the antenna and just put inside the system to everybody can watch it. Yeah. The government what did was to they obligated the people to just use one frequency because this intranet started growing in some point. They went out of cables. Then you have the big nodes. You have many sections with using LAN cables, but many one I'm using towers, and you don't need cables anymore to be connected. Then this intranet was growing a lot, and the government decided to obligate them by law to use a specific frequency, and they. Obligating, okay, you want to be connected, you need to be connected now to an institution that we are putting here. This is the center of the administration will be this one. And you need to only to transfer our content, and they have a speech of Fidel Castro, they're controlling the content, they're controlling everything, and you need to give to them the technology because the government is not giving you the technology. The router or this machine was your machine. You need to donate to the government. Yeah, then in some way it was kidnapped. This institution, this organization, there's a grassroots, it was created by the people, is kidnapped by the government, and many people left the system. Someone are still connected to the program, the name is Joven Club de Computación, it was an institutional government, official institution, and this people is controlling now the intranet. Yeah. But this when I wrote about that, I mentioned that how this internet is putting in question the practice of the revolution, that because they are doing the thing that the revolution say that they will do. Mm-hmm. Then what the kids did was to create something cooperative based on a collective resource, da 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 da, but the government don't like it, you know. Mm-hmm. even when they, then I say that they are cracking the and hacking the cultural politic of the revolution in some way. Yeah. I wrote about that. I wrote about this one and two other digital phenomena that we have in Cuba, El Paquete Semanal, SNET, and Revolico. There are three.